Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Guys, I have a conspiracy theory for you.
I want to oversell this, Hutton, because it is that good. This conspiracy theory. You laid this on me, I think, on Monday or Tuesday afternoon.
Okay. So
you told me this then, but I want everyone right now. I want you to turn up the radio, do whatever you need to. You need to listen to this, and I want you to focus and take all of this in about what Hutton is about to tell you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Reed. I'm buying into this more and more now, and it's not the first time I've heard it. It's the first time I've heard it described to me like this. So I bought into the idea, completely bought into the idea, that Apple would send you updates to your smart device in order to effectively kill your device over time. When it was time for you to get your upgrade at Verizon or any store you go to, it's not just Verizon, when it's time for that new iPhone or the new iPad product, whatever it is, they're going to send you an upgrade to your phone that's going to slow down your battery life and kill your machine.
All those automatic updates that you get constantly.
Yes. Over time, they're slowing down your product, so you go buy more product. That was that's what I bought into. And turns out Apple actually admitted that last year. So I'm in Verizon the other day. I'm getting the new iPhone, and I know it's been new for a while, but I'm finally doing the upgrade. And one of the guys that's helping me out there was like, "Hey man, I love the show. I know you buy into conspiracy theories. Do you want to hear what me and my buddies did?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm all in."
First part of this, I love that people are just randomly coming up to you. "Hey, I know that you like conspiracy theories. I've got one for you."
Here's one for you. So he claims that he and two of his buddies completely went Twitter dark, signed out of Twitter on their devices, signed out of Facebook on their devices, did not visit Google.com, did not do anything like that. You get the point here. They didn't text each other for 24 hours.
No written communication.
No written communication whatsoever. The only thing they did was call each other. And they used a code word in their conversations. They would have normal conversations, but they used a code word of a product on purpose, planted throughout just normal conversation.
Did they tell you the name of the product?
No, he didn't. I didn't get into that with him. But he goes, "I'm not kidding you." 24 hours later, the next day, we go to Google.com on my phone, through my iPhone. And as you begin to hit the first letter of that code word, it was the first thing that popped up on the drop-down menu suggested for you to click on immediately. So he's saying that all the devices, whether or not you have them on or not, are tracking what you're saying. They have machines in there that are tracking what you're saying. And then they use that as advertising gimmicks.
The moral of the story is they're listening.
Now,
these companies,
that's why I
big data is listening.
I do not want Alexa. Marketing. I do not want Alexa. I do not want Google Home. I don't want any of that crap, because those things are constantly listening to your conversations in order for it to pick up on you saying, "Hey, Alexa," or "Hey, Google." It has to be listening, right?
Yeah.
So it's constantly monitoring what it is you're saying. It also freaked me out whenever I saw that there was the couple that was they were talking about hardwood floors or something in their home, and then the Google Home sent a text out of that audible, I guess it saved the conversation, and it was confused as to whether or not it was some command to send that as a text message. And it was a conversation in their home about hardwood floors. I mean, luckily it wasn't something else, but it was sent out.
Hutton, first off, incredible story by these guys. And these are guys who work in communications. They work for a cell phone company.
He works for Verizon and wanted to try it out.
Incredible story.
And he said he bought into it after trying it out because it's 100% accurate.
I don't trust any voice command system. I'm with you. I'm not going to have Alexa. I'm going to be honest, David Reed's voice command with Comcast, I fear. I don't like any type of voice command system in my house.
His remote is listening to him.
Yeah, I don't like any voice command system in my home. I fear the cloud. I don't like any of that. I don't like everything connected. I like to keep different devices I have completely separate. I don't like things all. I don't like the interconnectivity of all these, of all this data. Don't like it. So I'm with you on that. I fear it, and I feel like people are listening and people know what's going on.
There was an
incredible conspiracy.
I don't know if it was Alexa or if it was through Google Home, but one of these devices was recently used at trial. There was a guy that was accused of murder. Some woman was found face down in his hot tub, and he used this Google or Alexa to prove that he was innocent. Because at first the company did not want to give them the audio from the device, I guess because they didn't want to act like they had the full conversations going on. But it ended up, they ended up dropping the charges against him. I think this was in Arizona.
Some of this stuff is just, it's just too much for me to comprehend. So this got us thinking about other conspiracy theories that you buy into. It's Friday the 13th. Give us something. If you have something technology-wise, that's really what we're looking for, similar to what you're talking about, Hutton, where these guys went through an experiment and basically showed that they're listening to their conversations and marketing to them through those conversations. What is a conspiracy theory you buy? 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
Brett Bryan had something similar happen to him just yesterday. I'll let him tell the story. But it's freaky, man. Like right now, our phones are currently listening to us. Do you believe that, Chad?
Yes, I believe it's possible. I don't.
Now,
some of this stuff, I mean, like even it scares me. It really does frighten me. I've long said this. It's not the government you should fear. It's big tech companies.
Chad, the story that I just told you and everyone listening about what the Verizon guy told me Monday. I told this story to Rep Brian in the hall yesterday, and he goes, oh, something happened to me today with exactly this. So, Rhett, pick up with that story, because this will blow your mind. At least with me, I'm just like, man, this is crazy.
So, here's the deal. He tells me his story, and I said, oh, let me give you a little example. I totally buy into it. So, I'm in the Titans Radio studio, you know, a couple weeks away from training camp, feverishly putting together information and imaging. And I have my two college interns here with me this summer. And we're sitting there discussing how every year someone puts out an article, a blog, a column about brick and mortar stores that won't survive till the end of the year. There's always that because of Amazon, whatever. And on this list is Sears, JCPenney, and we were like, how in the world are those places still open, you know, this in 2018 in the first place? And I said, JCPenney, I said, I haven't darkened their doors since I was a kid, man. I haven't been in there for, and that's no, I'm anybody at right. JCPenney, I'm sorry, but I just haven't. And it wasn't 5 minutes later, I get a JCPenney email in my inbox. I don't subscribe.
That was my next question. You don't subscribe to JCPenney?
No.
You don't want any of their offers or ads?
I haven't been there, and I don't know when. Maybe when I was a teenager and looking for school clothes. I don't know.
Can you forward that email to me? Because I go there quite often. Suit that I bought to wear to Haggerty's wedding came from JCPenney.
And I have nothing against JCPenney. I just don't know.
I love me some Arizona jeans back in the day.
Reed's entire wardrobe consists of things he bought at JCPenney.
This conspiracy theory is now proven false because David signed up for the 20% off offer and gave Rhett's email instead of his own.
Yes, and so he could reap the extra benefits. Right. So if that's the case, I'm glad to know that, because otherwise I'm going, what?
Back this up a second, Rhett. So you were just talking about this? You didn't look any of this up?
No.
You got an email.
He's saying he's producing some things for the upcoming season with the interns, and they're just having random talk in the office. And 5 minutes later, he has an ad from JCPenney after admitting privately that he had not darkened their door in years.
That's odd.
That is odd. It's bizarre. You know, it just struck a chord with me when Hutz told the story. And I'm like, of him going to Verizon. I'm like, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Here's another layer. But yeah, I have no doubt that this stuff is listening to us, at least on some subliminal level.
Brett, thank you. That's just messing with my mind to think about that.
I've not had an email sent to me. I really need to start paying more attention to things I'm talking about and then seeing what's directed at me online when I go.
There's trailing ads, you know, if you're looking for something and then, you know, you go away from that and you're going to check another website and there's trailing ads of that product. You know, we've seen that. We know how that works. That's common. But this is something that was different for sure.
Now, when it comes to Facebook, here's another branch on the conspiracy tree. You know, some of these apps will ask for access and permission to your photos on your phone. You grant them access. Instagram, you grant them access. You can take a photo and load it to Instagram. Same thing with Facebook. I have heard of people who claim that they allow Facebook access to their camera on their phone, and pictures will then show up in their Facebook memories of photos that they did not load to Facebook, but it's on the Facebook account.
So know that if you're taking incriminating pictures of yourself or someone else, that Facebook has those.
But I've also
allowed access to Facebook on that, they have them.
If you're allowing them access to your camera, because does it say photos or does it? I don't read the fine print. Does it say photos or just camera? Can they actually log in and view whatever I'm looking through my camera at?
That's a good question.
Can they go live from my camera if they wanted to?
It says photos, and I've clicked yes to allow. And now that you mention it, I've had, at the end of the month, they post these like memories of pictures of like, here's what your June looked
like. Right.
And there's been photos on there I've been like, I don't remember putting that on Facebook.
Well, some people say they didn't even take the photo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's another level.
Yeah, that's getting out there a little bit.
That goes to Chad's thing. Like,
I'm gonna burn.
I didn't take that
but
photo.
But here's the thing about it. If any of that is if any of this is true, there should be some interesting activities with our phones discussing all these things right now in front of
should
them.
Should be, yeah.
Yes, they're having their own internal chat.
I'm going to burn my phone by the end of this show today.
I'm just going to start saying bomb a lot.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that. You'll be banned from Twitter like Kirby.
Yeah, you're going to be on the watch list.
After the purge, I lost half of my followers anyway, so what does it even matter?
615-737-1045, our number. Rhett, thank you, man.
Yes, gentlemen, thank you.
Good luck. And let us know if you get another JCPenney ad now that we've been discussing them. I'll let you know if I get an email as well.
Forward me those coupons.
Let's go to Todd first up today. What's up, Todd?
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to parallel sort of kind of on what y'all were discussing. I'm still a dinosaur. I have a flip phone.
Are you speaking into that flip phone right now?
Yes, I am.
It is hard to hear you. Nashville, I can tell that's a flip phone.
Nashville, this is what a flip phone sounds like here.
You're not on speaker or anything, right? You're actually talking into that flip phone?
I am, but I turned the volume down. I don't know. Is this better?
A little bit better, yeah.
Okay. Long story short, I'll try to keep it as short as I can. About 3 weeks ago, I'm on the outskirts of Clarksville down towards the Dover Woodlawn area where Herschel is. Anyways, our phones just quit working. We have them. We use them in our business, and that's the reason they're flip phones, because they're easy to get in our pocket, and they're durable, and the batteries last for long times and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyways, they quit working, basically. And so we call AT&T, which is the other Big Brother company. Yep. And they told us that they were having some issues with the towers. It was being investigated and stuff like that. So this goes on for about a week. Finally, the customer service calls me back and says, well, sir, your equipment, you need to, we're going to have to upgrade your equipment. So, well, first of all, these phones are only about a year and a half old. And I said, second of all, I'm not paying for anything. I'm paying for the service. If your equipment doesn't work with your service, that's not, you know, as Paul would say, that's not a me problem. It's a you problem. And they said, oh, no, we're going to probably send you another phone or whatever the case may be, but we really want you to go to a smartphone. I said, I don't want a smartphone. I don't need a smartphone. I need something I can speak on and something I can text occasionally. And so they proceeded to tell me that what they have done, they're changing their network. Well, it used to be 3G, now it's 4G, then it went to LTE, and now they're telling me they have what they call an HD on the verge of going to 5G, and when they go to 5G, there will be no more flip phones, is what the customer loyalty people are telling us. So, you know, for all these people that, you know, have gotten rid of their landlines and stuff like that, they're eventually going to force everybody to go to a smart type phone.
Interesting. This is, I think this is the similar story with Kirby, that he was encouraged to move away from it. They were like trying to give him a free smartphone.
Well, he eventually did.
Yeah, he eventually moved to it.
He was later to the party than you were on the iPhone.
I'll say this to the caller, though. I would have no phone before I'd have a flip phone. The main reason for my phone is everything I can do on my phone now.
It's a computer.
I would just have a landline before I'd have a flip phone at this point.
T is next. Hey, T.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I want to just comment on like some what y'all was talking about. So yesterday, and I think it's more than just talking and saying this stuff, because yesterday I went to the grocery store and I bought some corn on the cob. Most time we just get corn in the can. I bought corn on the cob. I was on the phone with my wife, and I never did tell her that I was buying corn on the cob. And I haven't bought corn on the cob in years, in probably a couple of years. So I go home and I put the corn on the cob on. So I said, let me check Google and see, make sure how long it take to boil corn on the cob. So no sooner as I put how do you cook, and corn on the cob popped up. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. I never did tell nobody I was boiling corn on the cob. And so, you know, I think it's more than just you saying it or speaking it. I think, you know, camera, that's a lot more, man.
How did it taste after you boiled?
It was straight.
All right. Yeah, good.
Good to hear.
Thank you, D.
Yeah.
And we go to Henry. What's up, Henry?
Hey, boys. What's happening?
Hair metal. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah. Hey, I was like the last caller, T. I thought I was saying corn on the cob, but for some reason the Hustler store keeps calling me. I don't know. So, hey, Chad, don't be so paranoid, buddy. Unless I'm walking the streets of Nashville at night and I see Arnold Schwarzenegger appear out of thin air next to a dumpster in an alley, I'm not going to worry a whole lot about it. But my conspiracy theory thing is, you know, you guys probably see this. I pay 90% of my bills online, and as soon as you log in, the first question they ask you is to update your income. Me, I don't do that for two reasons. One, I can't remember what email I used on the account, so I could go to the wife, and I sure as hell don't want her knowing how much money I actually made. And number two, I don't know, are they going to charge me more if it's more than they think? Are they going to raise my interest rate a half a percent, a percent? I don't know. So I always just put zero and try to look as poor as I can and get away with it. So that's my conspiracy theory.
That's actually
well
a good
done.
One.
See you.
I never thought about that. It's like, you know, at a job where you never ask how much someone makes. It's impolite to do that. But yet a company could do that. So just don't answer.
You just put zero?
I like that one. Here's the crazy conspiracy theory I buy into. This is a historic one. And I'm listening to a podcast right now, Crime Town RFK Tapes. And it's about the assassination of Bobby Kennedy.
I've got to listen.
I'm listening to the exact same one.
I'm all in on the...
you in, Reed?
Yeah. Have you made it to the polka dot dress woman yet?
Yes. Okay. I'm in the middle of that one right now, in fact, Reed. So here's the crazy conspiracy theory. And I almost have a hard time keeping a straight face saying this. I think Sirhan was hypnotized to kill RFK. I think he's telling the truth when he says he doesn't remember anything. He was a part of something called the Rosicrucian Order, which is this cult that practices mind control. And they teach you ways to sort of self-hypnotize. He had all these writings that were just RFK must die, RFK must die, over and over in a notepad. He had all these books about the Rosicrucian Order. There's a lot of other theories out there that the CIA... in some way hypnotized him. They were practicing mind control tricks at the time with the CIA that they could have done something to get rid of Bobby Kennedy. Mm. Also, just like the theories out there that they did something to get rid of his brother, JFK. For whatever reason, listening to this podcast, I'm not one that jumps to the craziest of conspiracy theories. I buy it. I think Sirhan was hypnotized. I don't think he knew what he was doing.
I love conspiracy theories. I don't buy.
You're not buying
99.9% of the ones that are out there for the most part. This podcast, RFK Tapes, has really reeled me in because I kind of found it because I was listening to a another podcast, which I can't remember right now. It was about the death of a journalist in 1965 named Dorothy Kilgallen and how that relates to possible evidence in the JFK assassination. But the theory that I buy into, most everyone believes that New Coke was the biggest gap in the history of consumerism. I believe it was a calculated effort to switch from sugar to high fructose corn syrup. Because you put a formula out there that you know is going to cause this uprising.
It's just different enough.
It's here's what happens. You put it out there for 3 months and people hate it. And for 3 months they're talking about how much they hate it and it doesn't taste like regular Coke. And you say, okay, well, we're going back to the original formula, except we're not going to put sugar in it. We're going to put high fructose corn syrup because it's cheaper for us. And then by the time that you switch back to the original formula, you had no idea what that original formula tastes like because you'd been trying to drink New Coke for the past 90 plus days.
I love that example. I'm in. I buy that. Just you explaining it that way, I'm already buying it.
Greg is buying into the GPS tracking on your phones. He says that he just parked in a mall parking lot to go in and shop. Got an email for discounts before I got in the door. Yeah, GPS tracking is real.
I've had that happen. I've had ads pop up. We'll go to Minnesota for the Super Bowl, and there will be stuff close by in the Mall of America
That's
popping up on my phone. That definitely happens.
Terrence is next. What's up, Terrence?
What's going on, fellas? All right. My conspiracy theory is that cell phones are the mark of the beast. Now, follow me. It's been long prophesied that the mark of the beast, you will have to have in your right hand in order to do any kind of trade or business, that it will have all your information stored in it, and they will be able to track you. And for the longest, people have thought, oh, that's going to be the RFID chips, radio frequency ID chips that people put in. That they've been experimenting with putting in people. But I believe your cell phone, which, you know, has a chip in it, is it. I mean, you look at it, you can do all the business you need. You can pretty much do everything from a cell phone. And not only that, but it tracks you everywhere you go. Even if you don't have service, you could still dial 911 and get somebody. So it literally tracks you everywhere you go. And on top of that, everybody has come completely dependent on cell phones. I mean, completely. Even myself, who's always thought that technology, we have become way too dependent on technology. I had a situation a couple of years ago where my cell phone providers, AT&T, their tower was down. So all day at work, I had no access to internet, and I was going local. I was like, I can't wait to get home to get on the Wi-Fi. Not realizing my Wi-Fi at home was AT&T as well. So I went like completely crazy that day, because I didn't have any internet service. And like I said, I knew going into it that, you know, data was a crutch for internet service and technology was a crutch for us. And I was still like a smoker at 2 a.m. waking up to realize I didn't have any cigarettes.
Terrence, thank you, man.
Terrence went deep with that one.
We go next to Michael. Hey, Michael.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll try to make this quick because everybody knows they're listening. But the Xbox One, I bought that for the kids. It's in the living room and for the main TV.
Okay.
And the kids are obviously, you know, they're out of school, so they're always on Netflix. Every day when I come home, it does not matter what time or even if my wife is home. It will not pop up until I get home and I walk in front of the, what is it called, the Kinect with the camera on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
As soon as I walk past it, it'll pop up, it'll ding, it'll say, hi, Michael, every time. And everybody always stops and just stares at me like, you know, what is going on? It could be 15 minutes or it could be 2 hours, you know, before I get home. And it will not do that until I walk past the Kinect.
That's crazy. I didn't know. I mean, I feel like now everyone has something like this that they buy into because it happens to them too often.
Well, I completely understand that there are articles out there, you know, proving different things about what Google keeps, what they don't keep, access to microphones and cameras that you give your phones. But, I mean, is anyone deleting Instagram or Facebook because of this?
No.
It's still on my phone despite us talking about it.
Well, they've got us hooked at this point. I mean, there's no turning back because they know that we can't do anything about it.